In this week's Parsha, Parsha's Bow. Parsha's Bow. We get the first mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. That Am Yisrael has to be Mekadesh. The months. Kadesh Zman. But at the same time, it talks about in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Chet, leaving Yitziat Mitzrayim, not just Stam, to leave Yitziat Mitzrayim. The Torah calls Eretz Yisrael in Perek Yud Gimel, in Shemot, Pasuk Chet, Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash. I just came from a bar mitzvah where the Gemara in Kiddushin says about tefillin, because of its context here in Parashat Bo, Asim mitzvah zu shebishvila tikanes la'aretz Yisrael. You do this mitzvah, the other mitzvah is Petr Chamor, that for it you'll be able to come into Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if you know, I'm sure you do because everyone has watched the news, that Am Yisrael right now, it's what we call a nikudat birur, which means that we always have to look inside. Every day we have to do a cheshbon nefesh. There's certain times that we have to be able to say, even more so when things happen in the public realm. Yesterday was a historical day. It was a very sad, very painful historical day on one level, as 40 families were removed from Amona. I'm not going to get into the politics now. That the other side of it is that Baruch Hashem, they have people following the law, they have people making Kiddushim Shemayim, and how they talk about Am Yisrael. But I want to talk a little bit both about our reaction, Americans coming, spending a year here, and also what, when we see these type of difficulties in phrases that are used, what was used in the Hitnatkut of Gush Katif. If you didn't see the videos, I hope you don't see them, because they're very painful. But what's our yachas? We're learning in yeshiva. What's our yachas? What's our relationship to what's going on here, to Eretz Yisrael? Is it just, okay, those are for the Israelis? There's a deep philosophical machlokas about the connection of Torah and Eretz Yisrael. We mentioned last week where there are only two times in the Torah it says the word Morasha. By Eretz Yisrael, Veviti Etchem, Ela Aretz, Shenasati Morasha Ani Hashem, and also what? Torah Tzivolana Moshe Morasha Kilat Yaakov. Surprisingly, when we talk about that connection, if I'm going to talk about Eretz Yisrael, someone who is so into Eretz Yisrael, I was surprised when I saw it last night. That you know a person who was always thinking about Eretz Yisrael, I think it'll be a surprise to you also. Chafetz Chaim.
He had a suitcase pack.
Yeah. Chafetz Chaim on this week's Parsha talks about Eretz Yisrael. And in the footnotes, it has story about story. How Chafetz Chaim had such a deep love for Eretz Yisrael. How what Eliyahu said, that he was mamish making aliyah, he was ready at his suitcase packed to come to Eretz Yisrael, but unfortunately his wife got sick and he wasn't able to come. But literally story after story about his love for Eretz Yisrael. He even talks, literally you would think the story would be about Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook, because it's literally the exact same story that they say about Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook, where when they told the Chafetz Chaim about the Balfour Declaration, the Chafetz Chaim cried. He said, Hashem promised us uforatzta yama v'kedma safona v'negba. This is what's used as a certain Jewish philosophy. It's called Eretz Yisrael Hashleima, which we've heard. that every, when we talk about the Gemara in Ketubot, says that when you're Mahalich Dal and Amot Beretz Yisrael, you get Olam Haba. It sounds like an agadic pshat. It sounds like Zionist propaganda. But the truth is, it's brought down Halach Lamaisa by the Magen Avraham. And when you're Mahalich Dal and Amot Beretz Yisrael, you get Chelik Olam Haba. It's a halachic statement. Now the question comes, the philosophical machlokas comes, about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Chafetz Chaim was of the approach, and he says it here, that Torah and Eretz Yisrael are a team. The Torah is the Nefesh, and Eretz Yisrael is the Guf. And therefore he said the Nefesh cannot alone exist. You need the Guf. The Guf itself is just a piece of dirt. And it needs the Nefesh. And explained, the Chofetz Chaim, Nishmat Yisrael is the Torah Kedosha. The Guf is Eretz Yisrael. And just like the Neshama cannot be without the Guf, all the mitzvot, atliot, baretz, can only be done in Eretz Yisrael. In Galut, in kol ma'amad la'aminu. This is not where we're supposed to be. But, the Chutz La'aretz, a lot of people still live. At the same time, he says, Eretz Yisrael without Torah is a piece of land, a goof without a neshoma. Only both of them together are tovim. That is one philosophy that I think on one level everybody would agree, the ideal. Even Rav Kook would obviously agree that the ideal is that you have what? What is the complete religious Zionist Jew? Torah and Eretz Yisrael with the Am, obviously. However, Rav Chaim David Alevi, Chief Rabbi of Tel Aviv, and earlier, Rav Kook himself. And first of all, the Chofetz Chaim, before I say the other side, there's a very long essay of the Meshech Chachma, which is a must read when we get to Parshas Ki Tisa. But he says that same concept. There is no intrinsic kedusha of anything in this world without Torah, without a Kadosh Baruch. Torah being a Kadosh Baruch. And that's another problem that people disassociate Torah from a Kadosh Baruch, which is what we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Noteina Torah, every single morning. That we need the Siyata Deshmaya for Hashem to teach us what's going on with the Midbar, whether it's a Carmelist, Rosh Hashanah, Derabban, Rosh Hashanah, Deraisa, Girsos, we have to figure it out. We need it. We need a lot of help. But, Meshech Chachma, that's the Meshech Chachma and the Chofetz Chaim. However, Rav Kook and others said Eretz Yisrael has a whole different idea. Eretz Yisrael is not a davar chitzoni, a kinyan chitzoni lu'uma. Only as a means, it's not something that's external, a means which is also important, not to have a Holocaust again in Poland. It's not even the purpose to come here for Ruchni to be able to get a injection of spirituality, which a lot of people think it is. Just to come here, do some mitzvahs, do some chumas and maestros. Eretz Yisrael, he says, hi chativa atzmutit kshura bekesher chayim im ha'uma. It's what's called an Eretz Chaya. It's where the Am has its oxygen. Chavukot b'skulot primiyot im mitziuta. And it's impossible, he says, as he continues going on. When he says this, he says, hi. There's a long essay, we're not going to do the whole thing now. But he talks about how it's got an independent kedusha. It's not just an erech chitzoni kedei ha'amat agudat ha'uma. Even if it's, as I said, levatzer al yada, et ha'rayon ha'yaduti ba'gola, as we know, that a lot of the yaduta gola has a lot of basis from Medinat Yisrael. So we have a certain level of every, like Rav Chiya Bar Gamda, the Gemara Ksubas, that says that he would roll in the dirt. People used to land in Terminal 1, they would kiss the ground. Chavivut Eretz Yisrael, it's not just for Zionists. Not that the Z is a curse word, but it's for everybody. Chavivut of Eretz Yisrael. The Rishonim bring it down in Maseches Gittin. About the mitzvah of Chavivus Eretz Yisrael. So whether you go, like, either Pshat, it doesn't really matter to me right now. First of all, you should know there's a machlokas. You should know that some people say that Eretz Yisrael intrinsically has its own Kedusha. It's not like the Chafetz Chaim said, it's just a piece of dirt. I'm not sure what the Netziv would say. The Netziv talks about Tova Aretz Ma'od Ma'od. He says it's Ma'od in Gashmiut and Ma'od in Ruchniut. Now I'm not sure he was saying Ma'od in Gashmiut is that you can get a burger's bun. I think the Pshat is that it's not just a goof and then you put it in the ground and it's dead. The point of Eretz Yisrael being a Medina, to be able to come, is very important. It's important to be able to be physically. Many of us have gone to Poland, and when we say Zet Katan Gadolia and a Bris Mila, again this week's parsha, being able to have, leading up to Yitziat Mitzrayim, we say Zet Katan Gadolia. There's nice famous, there's a lot of fancy perushim in Zet Katan Gadolia. But the simple pshat is, what we say it is, we hope he gets big. It's so simple that everyone could just grow up and die old. And part of it is that you need a goof. Goof is intrinsically important. This is Rav Kook's idea, that it's not just a piece of meat. Now, we believe in the Shema is the Ikar, but the tafel, the ancillary status of the goof doesn't make it that it's not important at all. Shmartem et ha-goof, shmartem et ha-nefesh, but it's the goof. What happened yesterday, whether you believe that it's going to help with the annexation, with the continuing of the building, it was very hard to see, and it requires us to have cheshbon ha-nefesh. When we see Jews in pain, if we're not in pain, there's something wrong with our limud Torah. There is something wrong with our limud Torah. If you don't see other people pain, and it doesn't say, okay, I need what's called an Israel Rabbah. Rabbah means I have to go crazy to be able to have more Ahavat Yisrael. If there is fighting going on, I have to make sure to know and get to the root of being able to know how to respect other people, to be in pain, to be noseh ba'ol chavero. That's what the Beis Medrash is about. If the Beis Medrash is only in the machshava, but not with the neshama also, then I'll be like Rav Kook, the Chafetz Chaim, to say just a goof without a neshama. Chas v'shalom. So it can't be a better parsha for us to know that we need to have this connection of both Torah and Eretz Yisrael, of the continued connection to Eretz Yisrael. I'm not apologizing, there's no Aliyah speech here. As Chas v'shalom, I would say about the Aliyah. But I'm talking about being connected to Am Yisrael, being connected to the pain of Am Yisrael, and being also connected to the godless of Am Yisrael, that we have our own state. And even if it's painful, and there's a nesiga achor, that 40 families are now homeless, and it's pain, and we within our family of Yeshiva Nakota have to make sure to be nice to other people, to go. That's part of it. Like we started at the beginning of the week about staka, making sure we're becoming better people that way. Meretz Hashem, we should pay attention. Simu levavchem al darkechem. That's what a Yorei Shemayim is. A person who's building up in Torah is their love for Eretz Yisrael. Even more so, when guys are going to Bnei Brak, even more so, to be able not to use labels like we were trained to do. Oh, this Haredi. Oh! Akiilu, he's like some monster not connected to me. Not part of my, he's like not a right hand of mine or a left hand of mine. Just like a secular Zionist. Also, part of my neshama, I might vociferously disagree on many points, but be able to peel the onion, peel the layers, be able to understand and be mature to try to understand where they're coming from, because many of you haven't understood where these different people are coming from. That's what real Ahavat Yisrael, not sismaot, not platitudes, not just buzzwords, but being able to understand what Am Yisrael is, what we have, the zchut of Medina Yisrael, even if they make a horrible choice. We still have even the Chavrei Knesset that were part of this. They were there in Amona crying with them. I don't think it was a publicity stunt. It was MS. It was nice. This is the post, this is the Trump world, where people actually say what they believe at times. It's an unbelievable thing. Meretz Hashem, we should continue within our search of Emet of Torah. That Emet of Torah has to be our real connection to Eretz Yisrael, our real connection to Am Yisrael, not just as buzzwords. That's part of the Bnei Brak Shabbaton. That's part of being able to have a chavruta with an Israeli in the yeshiva. That's being able to go, and when there's a Shabbat Yiruach, to be able to go and get out of your comfort zone and see more of Am Yisrael, not just Teaneck, not just the Lower East Side, and definitely not just Fort Lauderdale and Hollywood, but being able to see other parts of Medinat Yisrael. Yes, even London. The Mirtz Hashem. That's why we come to Yeshiva Lakota. We come not to build walls, but to break down walls. Not break down Yeshuvim, but be able to build. As Rosh Hashem, we should understand what's going on. Understand there's a lot of pain out there, and take that pain and mechazek ourselves, each other first, the chabura of the shir of yeshiva. Mirtz Hashem, understand why we're here. That we're not just stam in a yeshiva learning about the midbar and about what is shishim ribo, but understand how that's got to be able to connect us to the nosin haTorah, dafka here in Medinat Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Everyone open up, please. Yeah. Everyone open up, please.